Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And frankly, I know you're here because you don't know what you're going to hear today. And that's why we have guests that didn't know what they were stumbling into when they agreed to come on the podcast. But today I'm bringing y'all actually one of the smartest brokers and coaches in real estate from the Boston area, Anthony Lamacchia. Anthony, thank you for joining us on the show.
Lee, thanks so much for having me, and thank you for making that up about me being good. I appreciate that.
Well, as much as you charge, you really should be good, because y'all listening should know he's really expensive, and he wears like shark skin suits because he represents the mob, although he won't admit that out loud. But I'm pretty sure that I have proof from my other Boston brokers, because they bury bodies up there. But anyway, that's a whole different story.
Hey, if you don't list with us, you don't list. You know what I mean? If you're a realtor in the business for a while, selling a good amount of houses, if you won't take a meeting with us, then, you know, hey, we got to make shit happen, right? Hey,
when are you going to make a billboard like that to combat some of these online companies that are totally scamming consumers, and consumers don't even know what they're tangling up with because it looks so innocent on a website?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what kind of companies you're referring to, but what comes to my mind is when I got in this business in 04, I told my dad I was getting in, and my dad, he was actually here 2 hours ago, and he says, you know, now the market's booming. I think commissions are a thing of the past. Realtors might be a thing of the past. And I remember at the time thinking, okay, here goes dad. He's mad that I'm leaving the family business of landscaping. And he's making real estate sound bad. And then I get in and I realize he was kind of right, that, you know, entry only and all these companies that discount and online and, you know, all the talk about can you just sell homes online was increasing. Well, the funny part is, 2 years later, and I know you remember this, as soon as the market started to slow down, all of a sudden, poof, the talk of selling homes online and all this other garbage was gone. So I was happy about that. And it sure goes to show that you need an expert to sell homes in good markets and in bad. And even in good markets like this, you're going to get more money and you're going to get better representation when you have someone that knows what the hell they're doing.
Well, and it does blow my mind, because people get so emotional about houses, even if they're investors. Like, it's just something about real estate that fires you up on every level to where you just can't think straight. I mean, we see it with realtors doing their own houses. And I don't know about you as a broker, but I tell the agents in my office, I'm like, if you're selling your own house, you need to hire somebody else, because you won't be able to see straight.
That's right. I mean, and that's the funny thing. You know, think about selling as a whole. That's the most stressful time for people. They got enough to do, and then they try to take it on their own, and they think they're going to sell for more, and they don't realize that, you know, the buyer ends up saying, well, hold on, they don't have a broker, I don't want to pay as much. I mean, you and I could go on and on about it all day long. It's interesting.
Well, all we'll say is, if you're listening to this and you're considering selling your house through a website, at least do yourself the courtesy of talking to a broker with a pulse in your market, who's probably got at least a couple years under their belt to tell you what's different, because the websites ain't gonna tell y'all everything. But anyway, that public service announcement aside, so you got in 2004.
Yeah.
And how did you make this transition from the family heritage of very successful landscaping company to real estate, and why did you make that jump?
I made the jump. You know, my buddies used to joke that I was the only 23-year-old with 20 years experience. My dad was wonderful dad, good to me, taught me business from a young age, had me, it was him and I and my grandparents. That's who I was raised by. And I worked by his side my whole childhood, you know, after school and all that. So he was wildly disappointed when I decided to leave. But it's funny now, he's cool about it. But I'll tell you, when I told him, just imagine a hot-headed Italian dad whose son says, I'm going to do something else. It went over like a lead balloon. But, you know, we worked through it. Now he's like my biggest fan. So it was an interesting time. But I made the jump. I transitioned kind of little by little, part-time to full-time. And then by 06, I was full-time and worked as a realtor, started building a team in 08, went on our own in 09, had a team model brokerage till about 2014, and then transitioned out of a team model into a full-fledged brokerage by 16. And here we are today. We're making progress. We got about 150 people in the company, 130 agents, and we're going to do about $500 million this year or so. We're getting there. We got a long way to go to where I want to get us, but we're making progress. So I'm proud about that. I'm excited.
Okay, so I totally have to ask this question, and it's probably painful, but if you were part-time in 04 and 05 and you went full-time in 06, Do you ever look back at yourself and say, damn, I should have gone ahead, sucked it up, and gone full time while the market was decent?
Yes, it's funny you say that. And I'll tell you what restrained me was my dad. Like, I felt I just couldn't up and leave him. I had to transition, and I transitioned over 20 months because I was determined to not hit his business. But let me tell you something. When I say part time, that was me working 30, 40 hours a week in real estate and working 40 hours a week for dad. So it was really two full-time jobs at once when it comes down to it.
I mean, you're doing the right thing for your dad. We'll give you credit for that. But would you tell an agent today who's coming to talk to you to go part-time for a couple years, or would you tell them to suck it up and jump in?
I would tell them, as long as they have a couple months of money in the bank, you know, do your classes and trainings for the first month or two while you have the other job, and then just make the jump. The other thing new agents don't realize is, you know, we got an agent who's in the company now. Nice guy. He just joined, and he's got a landscaping company. And I said to him last week, I said, I don't want to say his name, but let's say his name's Bill. I said, Bill, you've posted on Facebook four times in the last 7 days, and three of them have been about landscaping. You're telling your entire sphere of influence that you're a landscaper when you want to be full-time in real estate. He got it, and he said, geez, I never thought of it that way. And then I told him a story. I don't know how much time we have, but I'll make it quick. I told him a story about my grandfather. I mentioned I was raised by my grandparents and my dad. When I was doing that back and forth between real estate and landscaping, I would go get up in the morning and put clothes on to go landscaping, and then only get dressed in real estate clothes when I had a showing or things like that. And one day my grandfather says to me, I've got a question. What do you want to do full time for life? I said, well, I want to be in real estate. He said, well, you ought to dress like it. And I said, what do you mean? I dress like it every time I go out to show houses. He says, yeah. And when you go to the corner store for a sub shop and you go pick something up at Target, and you go out with your friends or see your friends after work for a beer, you've got work boots on, and all you're doing is telling everybody you're not serious about real estate. So dress like it. And from that day forward, I only dressed in the landscaping clothes when I had to do a dirty landscaping activity, and I wore real estate clothes at all other times of the day. And when I look back, that was some of the best damn advice I ever could have gotten.
Okay, so I officially love your granddaddy more than anybody else I've met through this podcast. And he's totally going to be making a guest appearance when I talk to realtors about professional dress.
I wish he could. He's no longer with us as of last summer, but he had obviously a tremendous impact on my life. And, you know, if you were part of this company, you'd hear me reference him all the time because he was very old school. He believed in hard work, you know, being disciplined, doing things that work and sticking with them and not slacking. And that's kind of, it's funny, I'm 37 and three times a day I say to myself, nah, I can't do that. Grandpa wouldn't like it. Nope, can't do it. Nope, got to do this. He'd have no excuses, you know. So it's amazing the impact somebody can have on you.
I love him. We'll just call him down from heaven then. He's going to get a shout out. Was he the Lamacchia grandpa?
He is. His name is Joe. So he's a great guy.
Okay, well, when you hear me talk about your granddaddy Joe, just know that this is the best story ever for helping realtors understand why they can't look like a bunch of slobs all the time. Okay, with that being said, you told me that once upon a time, before you became the broker, the trainer, the coach, all those things, you actually worked in the trenches of real estate. So I'd love to hear something that happened to you back in the day that you never would have expected.
Well, It's actually a funny story. So 2005, and actually it coincides with our previous conversation. I was working with my dad till like 1 o'clock. I rush home. I get changed. I drive into Boston to Dorchester. And Dorchester now is an up-and-coming thriving area. But at the time, it didn't all, and in the previous years, didn't always have the best reputation, truthfully. And I had booked a showing, and I was trying to confirm with tenants. It was one of those listings that the listing agent says, oh, you can confirm with the tenants directly. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
And I was newer to the business. So there I go. I open the lockbox. I go walking up the stairs with a young woman, and she wants to be a first-time buyer. And I knock and I call out, hello, hello. My name's Anthony. I'm here to show the house, because I just had this feeling someone was there. And I go walking down the hall and no one's there. So I'm like, oh, this is good. We go all the way down to the kitchen. This is one of those three-deckers in Boston. We go down to the kitchen. Look all around, turn around, start walking back. Woman comes walking out of her bedroom, probably my age, in a bra and underwear. And the best part of the story, the craziest part is, looks at me and the buyer like she couldn't have given a damn less. normally that happens. Someone goes, oh, gee, oh, I'm sorry. You know, so I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know someone was here. didn't even make a face, walked right by us, walked down the hall, rear end hanging out with their little underwear. And you know, when me and the buyer are trying to look the other way and leave the house, and we get outside and the buyer says to me, "Has that ever happened to you?" I said, "No, it's never happened to me." What the hell? So I'm freaked out. I'm a year into the business. I call my ex-business partner, who at that time was my business partner. He'd have been in the business 2 years longer. I'm like, John, I said, you know, this just happened, blah, blah. He goes, "Okay, did she get mad? No. She called the police? No. Did she make an issue out of it? No." He goes, "Well, what the hell are you so worried about?" I go, "I don't know. I just saw a woman in her bra and underwear come out of her bedroom. I don't know what to do." The buyer's standing there in front of me. He goes, "Well, it doesn't sound like you really need to do anything. Just, is the buyer interested in the house?" But, oh my God, it totally shook me up. I mean, I didn't know what to think. And I'm happy to report that that's never happened to me since.
But the funny part to me is that your former business partner had been in long enough to be like, I mean, it's just one naked woman. What's the big deal? Just kind of roll on past it.
At first, I go, "Oh, really?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, did she get mad? You know, did the listing agent get mad?" I'm like, "No, no big deal." And it was funny as all hell. But, you know, there's so many stories like that. I mean, you know, in this business, and it's an entertaining business that we're in, because, you know, I'll tell you something that I teach. You know, we do a lot of training, as you mentioned earlier. But one of the things that I mentioned, Monday, we have a whole course of new agents starting, 17 new agents starting in our Real Training Basics course. And I always speak at kickoff. And I always say, guys, 75% of this business is being a psychiatrist. 25% is selling real estate. And some laugh and some frown, but it's the truth. I mean, you just have to learn how to deal with people, talk to people, understand how they feel, explain things so that they get it. And if you can do that, the rest is easy.
Absolutely. The key for, I think, most agents when they're working with the public is you got to shut up once in a while, too, because you can ask a lot of questions. If you won't shut up and let somebody finish, then you won't make it.
And once you can learn that and learn how to calm people down and, "Hey, hold on a second, just think this through. This is how they feel." Once you get that down, the rest just falls in line. It's a lot easier.
So you're training these new agents. You've got this really good, successful brokerage. Do you ever miss buying and selling houses yourself, or do you really thrive on the building up of other people at this point in your life?
No, I don't miss personally working with buyers and sellers. I mean, twice a year, I'll walk by the conference room and an agent will run out and say, "Can you help me? I'm in a jam here," and I'll walk in and talk to them. And I've got no problem at all doing that. But the day-to-day selling, I don't. I'm more of a businessman than I am a realtor, so I'm much more comfortable and frankly excited. I'll give you an example. I talked to one of our realtors this morning. I have a handful that I personally coach, and you know, they need a little more accountability. And I talked to her this morning, and she says, "You know, when I saw you Monday, you mentioned how we need to be digging for buyers. We need to always be looking, and you know, Zillow coming soon and different places." She says, "I left you Monday. I thought of these buyers that are having trouble finding something. I spent 10 minutes looking around online at Zillow coming soon and a for sale by owner website. I found them a house. I wrote the offer last night and I'm putting it together today." And she says, "That's all because you talked to me Monday." That thrills me. I'm thrilled to hear that. All I did is put a little bug in her ear and it made her go do something a little different. Now she's got a house under agreement and she's thrilled. So I love it. I enjoy that. And we do, you know, we offer our trainings nationally now too, our sales trainings.
Well, the best part of that conversation you had with her, though, is we see so many people in real estate that hate Zillow, but really it's just an advertising website. They hate for sale by owners because they're saving some money, or in their heads are saving money. You're not even trying to teach it that way. You're telling people this is just another resource. And so your agent's able to be successful because she's looking everywhere instead of getting her feelings hurt because there's competitors out there and there's websites out there, and that's defeating. This is the right attitude.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing about it is, like, in this business, you know, like I told you, we do a lot of training and we have national sales trainings as well. But I got to be honest, nothing I teach is some revolutionary thing. I mean, it's teaching people to take actions and to take actions in a calculated fashion. And if you do that and you're working, you know, you're going to do business in this business. And you're going to have a lot of happy clients. Like, we're not neurosurgeons. You know, we're not fighting ISIS. This isn't like some crazy thing we do selling real estate.
No, which is, if you don't recreate the wheel, but do what the wheel has on it, you'll be fine.
Well, I totally agree. 100%.
Okay, so if anybody needs to reach out to your amazing firm and all these really well-trained agents in the Boston area, or maybe they're listening to this and thinking about getting in and they want to take advantage of your training, how can they find you and your people?
They could email me, anthony@lamacchiarealty.com. That's pretty easy to remember, huh?
It's easy to remember, but I mean, come on, some of my listeners are Southern. We don't use things like Lamacchia down here, except for when we relocate y'all south. But it's okay.
If they're anything like me, they can't spell a damn thing either. So the spelling of the last name is Lamacchia, LamacchiA, and then realty.com. So anthony@lamacchiarealty.com, or they can check out our website, lamacchiarealty.com, or this is where most realtors are going. We have an enormous following, and I believe you follow it. Crush It in Real Estate on Facebook. Go search Crush It in Real Estate. I put out tips twice a week via video on their video tips, 1, 2, 3 minutes long. And this page has gone like wildfire. We're almost at 4,000 likes, and I launched it the first week in December. So that's the best way to find me.
And remember, too, if you are a non-realtor listening to this, like a regular human being, you can actually follow people like Anthony or myself and look at our training tips for realtors and think about how that could be something you use in your interviewing process when you select a realtor, because the best realtors out there are taking this training and education to make themselves better so that they can do real estate differently. And of course, if you didn't write any of that down and you're not going to remember any of this because you're normal, it's okay, because all of Anthony's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode so that you can access it in the future when you're ready to reach out for either training or advice on Boston area real estate. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I appreciate it.
Lee, I appreciate you having me, and I think I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks in California. Am I right?
Whoop, whoop. See you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, if you're listening to this episode and you've got another story we need to tell, send me a tweet at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks, especially if you're a broker, investor, inspector, lender, or a normal, regular person who lived through a real estate experience. We'd love to tell it. Subscribe for more episodes, and until then, we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular, normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.